This is HICF Ministries. We pride ourselves as a home away from your home country, a home away from your heavenly home, a home where Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Yes, it's a home where the living word is shared, word for word, in truth and in love. You are invited to stay tuned. Listen to the Word of Life brought to you by HICF Ministries. And now, Reverend Dr. John Dickey.
I need him every hour. Hallelujah. Glory. Somebody say glory.
Glory.
How many wants the glory of God to come down on you? Do you know glory is weighted? When it comes on you, you can't stand. You bow before him, you don't bow backwards. Some of you understand what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. You are welcome into the presence of God, the hour of his word. And today you shall receive, be convicted, not only to hear and know, but to put them into action. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Media team, I think the art ministry have a video clip. Is it ready? It's not ready. Okay. So I have tried my best for the art ministry. They wanted a video clip which was more than 8 minutes, but I was willing to give it to them. Amen. They had a good time, and we shall see another time if they can have that. Hallelujah. A couple of things here with the announcements. We thank God for Diane and Pacific. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Some of you have watched it and you are wondering when next is you. Amen. Hallelujah. The announcement with regards to the computer in the church. Last week, I think some of you that were sensitive, I said we shall be having the computer this Sunday. Did I say this Sunday or next Sunday? Ah, you guys. Amen. All right. By God's grace, yes, we are almost there. We shall have it. Amen. We shall have it. Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. And also, quite interesting. Some of you were given beyond what they have. I think so. But unto the Lord you have given. And certainly I will pray with you in respect of this, that you have made that offering to God amongst other offerings and sacrifices you have been making. This shall be marked and it shall be returned. Amen. Also, I think there is another announcement there with regards to wedding, the one that we have been talking about. For 3 weeks, I guess, we have been announcing, and nobody has any issue why these two should not be joined in holy matrimony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And from today, let every mouth cease. Amen. And I will ask them to stand. We don't have their pictures, but we have live picture. Enoch and Patience. No, turn, right there, say it. Yeah. I didn't say you should sit down, but it's okay. So beautiful. She's a woman from Bath, and she has not changed. Neither him, no trance in the house of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We preach it here. I know when we go to the United States, we preach it carefully, but we will speak the truth. Amen. Serve him while you can. Speak while you can. Hallelujah. With much apology, we have been shifting the time. And this is the last time we are shifting that. Hallelujah. It works always for the good of us. Amen.
Amen.
We are here and we are very committed to respect the local church, give them priority. We are thankful to have a place that we can come together. So there are late changes they had, and we say it's okay. It always works for the good of us. Amen. So one more time, edit that in your brain, in your subconscious mind, and in your mind, that the wedding will take place at 11:30. Say, search the Lord while it is early. Do the wedding in the early times. Amen. So with much regret, we don't intend to be confusing you, but that is because of certain things that we couldn't help. But for us, it's okay. All right? And please do register that in your subconscious mind, consciously as well, that it will take the church. I mean, they are all inviting you to the church wedding here. And do make it time to come and celebrate with them. You may not have known them, but we are one body. If one rejoices, we rejoice with one another. God bless you as you honor that. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we ready for the word? Amen. Amen. Just a quick recap from where we are for the sake of those that are joining us today. And sometimes when it says first timers, those that are around them, give them a smile, give them, some of them are like, you know, and you're making us feel embarrassed. Is that how we greet people? Turn to them joyfully, shake their hands. Are we together? Say, you're welcome. Good to have you here. I never forget where we were with my family in the Philippines, and we attended one church just near to where we were staying. The overwhelming joy and smiles of those people felt like we would just want to keep going back to that church. Every one of them smiling, you're welcome. They make you feel home. HICF, let's do that for our first timers. Amen? Amen. Are you promising to do that? Next time there is a first timer sitting by you, you smile wide and say you're welcome and shake their hands. Amen? Amen? Do that for the Lord. Little things matters. Safer to always inquire of the Lord. However, that was the theme. I didn't want to make it look like it's a series, so today on your bulletin you have a different title. Although with the main word there, inquire. So what was the recap of last week? It is always safer, even though you know it. Okay? Even though you know it, it is safer to always inquire of the Lord. We saw how David, after the first conqueror, the Philistines came again because, you know, the first time he was anointed, when they heard he was anointed, they came after him. And I told you that's the same thing. The anointing of the Lord is upon you, and the devil is always, and the demons are always after you. Don't be afraid. I always tell you, see, the issue here, the devil and the demons, they have their jobs to do. All right? And you have your what? As a child of God, do your job. Amen. Do your job as well. So always inquire of the Lord. However, if you know what the Lord has spoken to you, you are convicted of this is the Lord speaking. You have testimony. Sometimes you don't even have to consult with flesh and blood. Are we together? But you have to be very careful. It is the Lord that is speaking to you. When I talk about flesh and blood, even within yourself, when the Lord has spoken. For instance, the Lord, you ask the Lord to forgive you your sins, but sometimes you feel like you are not forgiven. Be careful. If you confess your sin, He is faithful and just and will forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Accept that against every feeling or emotions. Forgiveness is not about feelings or emotions. It's the word of the Lord that you are forgiven. Receive that forgiveness and live free from the past. If the enemy wakes you up in the night with a bad dream, probably you have been very promiscuous and living a life of waywardness, and the enemy has taken the opportunity to drive in some dreams into you. You wake up in the night and you start prospering. Tell him, I'm no longer that person. I'm forgiven. Somebody say amen. Amen. Some of you are disturbed. Why am I still having that kind of a dream? I have repented of that. It's the attack of the enemy. It's the attack of the enemy. So, however, if you know, this is the word of the Lord, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and act on it. That's just the truth. Few points that we had last week was, where is the place that I should inquire about my past? Because sometimes, yes, you have moved forward, but lingering things in your family, sometimes the generational causes, or my grandfather said this and that. When you look at the past and you look at where you are and then where you're heading to, you don't know what is ahead. You don't know exactly what happened. Go to the Lord. Amen. Go into his presence. Your past, your present, your future is in him. The psalmist says in 139 verse 16, he saw you before you were formed in your mother's womb, before you were transitioned. The womb is a transition point. That is not your beginning. Somebody say amen. He numbered all your days before each one of them come to pass. He has known every detail. That's how mighty our God, all-knowing, omniscient God. He has determined the end of every matter. From where? From the beginning. Isaiah 46:10. Beautiful scripture that I love. Hallelujah. So always, if there is confusion, go to the presence of God. Number two, the question was asked, is it in everything literally? Everything, every time you have to, you must inquire from God? I don't know how you answered that question last time. Must I inquire if I want to steal or not to steal? I want to go shopping. Should I inquire of the Lord to go shopping? Should I inquire of the Lord whether I should go to church today? Should I inquire of the Lord whether I want to forgive today? Should I inquire of the Lord of what to hear, what to look at? Should I inquire of the Lord how much time I'm given online? The word of God says in everything. You see, some of these things that we want to make noise of them, is it everything literally? Then I wonder if you will do the other purposes of God in your life. Because even sitting there, you want to ask, Lord, where should I sit down today in the church? You want to be pharisaic? You want to be legalistic? You see, I believe when God created us in his image and likeness, there is something that I will want to refer to as an auto set in you. That you are in need, you don't have to even ask because you know what to do. Yeah, there are major situations, circumstances, issues in your life, destiny-defined moments that needs really decision, because if you make a mistake, it will cost you your life. It will cost your future. You should pay attention to those. Whether to change a job, whether to move, whether to marry. You know, you cannot say whether, is it the same thing, what kind of earring should I wear? What kind of dress should I wear to the church? While those things in themselves could be a problem, but yes, there are major things in your life that you should not take for granted. You should pay attention to them. In everything you do, do all to the glory of God. Is it everything? Must you always inquire from God? Some of you that did physiology or biology, you know there is what we call essential and non-essential amino acids. Non-essential doesn't mean they are not important. That is not. There are some amino acids in your body cannot manufacture. You need to supplement them. And there are those that are already there. So everything about a Christian, everything is essential, important for you, that God is number one. But it has become so much that you are consciously unconscious about certain things in your life. Carefully careless. It's just automatic. It's just like breathing air. You know what to look at. You know what to eat. You know how to do things. Are you an inquirer of God? That is not for today. Are you an inquirer of God? Proverbs chapter 25 verse 2, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of all of us. Each one of you. It's your responsibility. You will never fathom and understand why he kept some things and be revealing them gradually, gradually. Other things he opened up to you. Like some of the things that we are asking. Is it everything, what to wear, what to drink? But all he said, do it all to the glory of God. So this is the default setting that makes you an inquirer of God. Are we together? This is what a default setting. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out is our responsibility as his children. Where did he hide precious metals in the depth of the earth? You see, no one knows it all. I give it to you, you are born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, living a righteous life, you are not complete. It does not translate that you know everything. Believe you me, even pastors will say, I will pray about it. I don't care whether you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you read the word of God, you are living a righteous life. No one knows it all. And it's rightly so. Because if you know it all, you don't need a God. We ought to be dependent on him. It says, put on all the whole armor of God. That makes you continuously search the Lord continuously. First Chronicles chapter 16 verse 11. Seek his face continually. Your life is a life of inquiring, because each time you live by the Spirit, you move by the Spirit, you do things by the Spirit, and it says actually you will hear which way to go. It will tell you. When you come to the crossroad, it will tell you where to go. And it tells you to always examine yourself. Whether you are still in faith, test yourself at all times. Amen. That is so much for the recap. Let's go to this theme for today. How
to rightly inquire of God. Amen?
You know, sometimes I can just change things. I can ask three or four people to tell me how to inquire of God, and that will be the sermon for today. Can we do that? Amen? How to inquire, one sentence. Mandela, stand and tell us how to rightly inquire of God. Just give me one. It says, well, be ready at all times in order to what? Yeah. That is what part of the media team, the art ministry, they give them a few minutes to think quickly. When I tell you instant evangelism, we have shared how to do instant. You don't know how to share. Yes, brother. Yeah. Through prayer and fasting. Somebody say amen. And that is the most common one when you come about inquiring of the Lord, literally, physically, it's true, spiritually. Prayer and fasting, studying the word of God. But most commonly when you talk, go and inquire of the Lord, is talking about go and pray and ask the Lord. And I just want to say, all the times that Jesus Christ have been going to the mountainside to pray, was he inquiring of God? Was he saying, Father, what are we up for today? Or was he reporting about? You understand how to define the word to inquire. Sometimes it's to dig deeper to know the mind of God with regards to something simple. All right? It can be whether investigation or what is it. You want to just know. But we said last week, a believer's inquiring of the Lord is not just to know for knowing's sake. Is to know the mind of God. That is, you have your own mind to go into the presence of God with regards to a matter, a desire. But having understood that his will be done, you want to go in and see how God is looking at that matter. And once you understand his will, it could be against your own thought of going into his presence, or it could be for whichever way you come out rejoicing. Even if it is not according to your own willing, he did not answer you. So prayer. Aneso, can you give us one? I'm coming to the bloomers. Continue to pray whether pastor should call you. Amen? Yes, Aneso. Listen to what God wants to say. It's not only God should be listening to you. You should what? Listen. How do you listen to God? How do you listen to God? Now, I will give it open. Any volunteer from the bloomers? Amen. Come on, quickly, quickly. Don't. Yes, please. True reading his word. Meditating. Neuroscience have confirmed it. By repeatedly meditating, repeating things, it rewires your brain. How many times have you entered the elevator? They are having all this gang out that you don't know what it is meaning, but it's recording. It's recording. Be careful what you listen to. You have preached the sermon. Believe you me. Prayers. Reading the word of God. Listening to what? Listening to God. And what is your own point? Reading his word. Fundamental facts about inquiring of God. One bloomer. Come on. Give it a shot. Charity, go ahead. Next time, don't look at me smiling. All right, Charity. Through the gathering of the brethren. Yeah, like this one. More particularly, if I may think, probably you are also talking about the cell groups. Amen? Some of you are not. If I should take
If I say, if you don't belong to a cell group, lift up your hands and say, Pastor, why are you putting me? Why are you shaming me? But God is asking you, why are you not in a cell group? You think you got it all? They need you there. You need them there. That is the functional unit that you can express yourself. Why should you live in fear? That I don't want to tell me I'm a quiet person. Who made you quiet? Who made you quiet? Those people, they know, they say this, this, and that. Do you know how God has been patient with you? One more bloomer, one more bloomer. One more bloomer. Yes, my dear. Sorry? Somebody amplify that to me.
The pastor's sermon.
The pastor's sermon.
Yes, apostle's doctrine.
The pastor's doctrine. Apostle's doctrine. All right? I thought you say Pastor Dickie's teaching. And I have a point here. 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 Some of you are missing it because you don't sit down at the feet of your pastor to learn, at the feet of your leaders to learn. You are so proud, you think you got it. It's not the person, it's the office. Hallelujah. Some of you, do you remember all the points? Believe you me, you take those points and meditate on them, God will open more understanding in your heart. But let's go the rituals, okay? Let's go through one or two. How to rightly inquire of God. By this sentence, it tells me there is a wrong way. In other words, you may inquire of the Lord, but it's not the right way. I think generally we should have started about the good things. Because if you know the good things don't change. But when you start with the bad things, the devil, a counterfeit, will always want to change, right? Those of you in banking, study the original one first. But here in the Word of God, sometimes we approach it this way. We look at it so that it will direct us back to where it's supposed to be. How to rightly inquire. Now, if there are things, I'm going to read. Let's read something. Maybe this is the only thing I will read. Thank God today I didn't bring my watch. Amen. Somebody's lifting his wristwatch. And by the way, today we were struggling which dress I should wear in the morning. I told her I wanted to come out so simple like this. She said, no, it's not okay. Am I not okay, church? Hey, you meet with your mom. You know who will cook for you today. No refreshment today. Let's read that. Let's read that. Be blessed with it. In the seventh year, in the fifth month, on the third day, God is very specific, precise about every matter in your life. Talk less of the pieces of hair that dropped this morning. Why does he have to know it? You are created in his image. So sometimes things are there auto-set. You see, the presence of God, God does not have to create evil. Anything outside of God is black, is dark, is not of him. In the seventh year, in the fifth month, on the tenth day, some of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord, and they sat down in front of who? Pastor Dicky. That's the point I wanted to make. Pastor Dickie says something that is not in the Word of God, throw it out. And even find time to correct and talk with him. Amen? You see, I don't know why people are misled. Because, you see, the problem is you are like the Israelites. We are like the Israelites. God, no, we don't want you to talk to us. Talk to Moses and Moses will talk to us. That is the problem with many churches today. You refuse to go to read your Bible. to meditate. If you have questions, go to cell groups, come to the church, listen to sermons. If you have issues, raise questions. Every time after the church service, the elders are here.
If I ask some of the elders, how many times have people come to you? Nobody. Is that to say nobody has problem in the house of God? No. You don't know that person. Do you have to know him when he has the solution for you?
Naaman!
Don't bother. Go to Israel. There's a prophet there.
Nah, he didn't come out to welcome me, this and that. Is that your problem if you can get your healing?
Even if it's a dwarf, you bend down and get it.
When you get it, stand up and go. Hallelujah.
Every knee must bow.
So they came to inquire of what? Of the Lord.
Are you an inquirer of God?
Son of man, the Lord now talking to Ezekiel, speak to the elders of Israel and say to them, these are elders. This is what the Lord, sovereign Lord says. Have you come?
May I have my mobile so that I will not take, the way it is going, she will be happy to give my mobile so that I know what the time is, all right? Right. No need to put the timer. Can you see that? We are not a German church where they have this alarm red light. Once it is time, it starts bam, 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 bam. Pastor.
Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Sovereign over everything. Have you come to inquire of me? Personalize the scriptures first to yourself. The Lord, those things that you want to inquire of the Lord is asking you, have you come to inquire of me? As surely as I live, I will not let you inquire of me, declares the sovereign Lord. Whoops. Trouble.
They came to inquire of the Lord. We were not told what it is, but they have a need. They have issues. Is it wrong to go and inquire of the Lord?
Didn't he say, ask of me? By the way, Matthew 7:7 talks about ask because you don't know. Seek and you shall find. You don't know where it is. When you ask, where is that place? It leads you to that place. You seek for that place. And when you reach that place, you knock the door because you don't have the keys. You are not the owner of the place.
Do you know that picture that shows somebody knocking at the door? Always in Christian homes you have it. If you look at it very carefully, there is no lock, doorknob, outside. It is the person from the inside that needs to open it for you. That is the artistic work there.
So the Lord said, no, I will not answer you. We are ready to go into the banquet. He said, no, I don't know you. I will not let you inquire of me, declares the sovereign Lord. Why? Is it not good to come and ask the Lord? Is it not a part of what he has told us to do? Seek, ask, knock. Seek me. They came to seek him.
They sat down in front of him, the prophet. Do you know who you are always going to inquire of the Lord from? Any person? Your friends? I'm not saying they cannot give you advice. But this is a biblical advice, sound advice. This is where, okay, let's go for. Will you judge them?
Will you judge them, son of man? Then confront them. Tell them the truth.
That is what HICF is. Word for word center. Precept upon precept. All right? We tell you the truth. We don't play gimmicks here. Raw as it is. But we'll say it in love, but we'll tell you the truth. The truth hurts. Truth and grace. May the Lord give you balancing in your life.
Then
Then confront them with the detestable practices of their ancestors and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. On that day I chose Israel. I saw with uplifted hand to the descendants of Jacob and revealed myself to them in Egypt. Egypt. All of us were from Egypt at one time. With uplifted hand, I said to them, I am the Lord your God. And that day I saw to them that I will bring them out of Egypt into a land I searched out for them, a land flowing with milk and honey, the most beautiful of all lands. That is how God, how good God is. Brothers, do you remember the first day you gave your life to Jesus? Do you know the mystery that happened? He saved you. All of us here. Is there anybody that is not saved here today? We will stop the service and we talk to you and we pray for you. All of us are saved. Then we are in this problem here with them. It's not saying, look, God is reminding them. Look at the goodness. The greatest love is, I don't know, sometimes you say salvation. Is it the first way that God created you in his image? And then when you mess it up, he gave his son to save you. God is saying, do you remember? Do you know how much it costed me? I saved you. I delivered you. To bring you into the best of the futures. Look at yourself. You are more precious than gold and silver. He told them, verse 7, and I said to you after saving, each of you get rid of the vile images you have set your eyes on. What are the images today, the vile images in our generation? The one that consumes your time. And do not defile yourselves with the idols of Egypt. Idolatry. Most importantly, the center stage is self-idolatry. Everything is centered around you. Get rid of the vile images. God is talking to you. Remember, I've saved you. Do not defile yourselves. Do not corrupt yourself with the idols of this generation. I am the Lord your God. But what did they do? Verse 6, they rejected my laws and did not follow my decrees and desecrated my Sabbaths. For their hearts were devoted to their idols. Are you rejecting the law of the Lord? The whole thing, they have all these issues and they came to seek the face of the Lord. Get rid of hypocrisy in your worship. Somebody say amen. Don't forget the goodness of the Lord upon your life. Your very first love, the day you gave your life to Jesus, the mystery of salvation, what it costed heaven, and yet you're going back to your vomit, and you are coming now to inquire of the Lord. Today you come to church, the Lord is asking you these things. Let's continue, Ezekiel. Next slide. The children rebel against me. They did not follow my decrees. They are not careful to keep my laws. Careful. Are you careful?
Are you steadfast in keeping the laws of God? Also, with uplifted hand, I sought to them in the wilderness.
Hey, this is now the problem. When you go to inquire of the Lord, instead of getting what you have the opposite. Be careful. Be careful what kind of worship, what kind of sacrifice you are bringing to the Lord.
It says what? Also, with uplifted hand, I saw to them in the wilderness that I will disperse them among the nations and scatter them through the countries.
Why is everything disjointed in your life? You gather and it's all emptied. Nothing is holding. Because you did not put Jesus, the center that holds everything together in your life. Because they had not obeyed my laws, but have rejected my decrees and desecrated my Sabbath, their eyes lusted after their parents' idol. You continue to defile yourselves with all your idols. You see, I'm not missing that one. When you offer your gifts, the sacrifice of your children in the fire, today abortion has taken the center stage. Baal worship. Okay, physical abortion, right? What about aborting the word of God in your life? Every time we sow the seed, it's gone. You are never pregnant with the word of God. You never take it to full term. What's wrong with you? Am I to let you? Then he said, am I to let you inquire of me? You HICF, you Pastor Diki, every one of you. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I will not let you inquire of me. Did I say so? It's the word of God. Get rid of what? Hypocrisy. Don't forget the goodness of the Lord. With all those things, and then you come with your rituals every Sunday or in your corner, you want to inquire of God. That's why you're not getting it. That's why we are not there. Today, I've not gone even halfway, but I will stop with the last slide here. Another wrong way of inquiring of the Lord. Ahab and Jehoshaphat alliance. You know, king of Judah, Jehoshaphat went to Arab. Ahab, the king of Israel in Samaria, he went there, he set banquet for him. They were all enjoying king and king visit, all right? Just like you go and visit your friend, well, that person welcomes you, cook for you, and then begin to have alliance. Agreement, discussion, what to do. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, so when they went, this is what is happening, to give you a little bit of background, and then Ahab told his friend, go to war with me because there is one piece of land there that these guys are supposed to be ours. We lost it, but want to reclaim it back. So why don't you? Alliances. It's happening in our days today. Be wise to read the news and go back to the word of God. Templates in the word of God. What is happening today in the Middle East? What is happening in your country? It's written in the word of God. Don't always, it's conspiracy theory. You are always carried with the conspiracy theory because you refuse to spend time to search the word of God. You refuse to be humble, to be in a prayer group, to study the word of God together with other people so that you can hear their opinions or thoughts. You don't have to necessarily all the time agree with one another. It becomes a turning question. Go to the elders, regional groups. They are there for a purpose. And God will ask you. You are in Hanjo, you had this problem, but there is a cell group, there is a leader, there are regional groups, there are elders in the church. Did you approach any one of them? No excuse is what? Don't despise little beginnings. Don't allow the little foxes. So he said, okay, come with me. King Jehoshaphat answered, are we not the same people? And actually they are the same. It's all their rebelliousness that come, Israel and Judah, you know, the two kingdoms.
So we are brothers. I will go with you. Let us inquire of the Lord. They agreed. And Ahab brought about 400 prophets. And all of them prophesy and say, go, the Lord will give you. 400 prophets. I don't know whether prophets of Baal, because he's good at that. He married a Jezebel, right? Be careful who prays, who you go to inquire of today. Be careful. Don't be carried away with miracles. In the end times, they will produce miracles. That is why it is saying, seek me while there is time. Those who seek me early will find me. The early here is the beginning of your life with Christ, reading the word of God. That is the foundation. Studying all the points they have mentioned here, those are the things that constitute the early beginning of searching the Lord, inquiring of the Lord. So he brought those things. This Jehoshaphat looked at everybody's prophesying. I believe probably he was moved by the Spirit. He knows Ahab with all these idols of Baal, prophets of Baal. You remember 400? You remember the greatest contest on Mount Carmel, all right, with Elijah? So he went there and he said, is there no prophet? Are these not prophets? The guy said, no. Are there no prophets? He said, well, there is one prophet. But you know that guy? Yeah. That guy never speak anything good to me. So I don't like seeing him. We don't like going to that church. We don't like going to that Bible studies because they don't talk. They talk things. They gossip about my life. Because they do not sweet talk you. All right? By God's grace, I'll continue to preach the pure living word of God. All right? This place used to be about 600. COVID came and did what it wants to do. All right? I never get moved. Never get moved. If it is five, we do church together. Amen? It's for your own good. You are not doing me any favor to come. Do God favor by giving your life. So he went there. And then this guy, Makir, I don't know how that pronunciation is. So when he came, he said, okay, go and bring him. They went and summoned the guy, the prophet, this one single prophet. Always stand, even if you are alone, stand and continue to speak the truth. Don't join the crowd. God knows your day. Amen? Don't worry. Everybody is against you. Your friends are deserting you. You do not belong to them. One day, the Lord will bring you out. So this guy, he was known. Say, bring him. And when they went to, the messengers went to get Micaiah, they told him, you say, every prophet is agreeing. You better also agree. He told them, as the Lord liveth, I will always say what the Lord told me. So they took him. When they took him in front of Ahab, they sat down together. Okay, this guy come. You see, that's why government is failing. They don't longer seek the word of the Lord from men of God. So they sat down. This guy came in and, hey, tell me, should we go and attack Gilead? The prophet said, go. Go. The Lord will give you. You know that kind of thing sometimes is you know you are saying it, but it's not true. All right? So Ahab told him, didn't I tell you for goodness sake that you should always tell me the truth? I think they have had many squabbles together. He knows how this guy is. He said, tell me. Didn't I tell you always? Go and read it now. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Read through. Today when you go back, read. Amen? God will give you more understanding than what I've given you today. Say amen.
After eating all things that you want to go and eat the Chinese restaurants, go and read the word of God.
So then Micaiah answered, I saw Israel scattered on the hills like sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, these people have no master. Let each one go home in peace. Ahab said, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you that he never prophesies anything good about me, but only bad things? Brothers and sisters, when you go to inquire before the Lord, go with an open heart. And receive whatever he gives you, take it with joy, because that is good for you. It could be a negative one against your thoughts, but that's the best thing for you. That's the best thing for you. Didn't I tell you? Hypocrisy, the first one that we read. All right? With the people of Israel going to Ezekiel, sitting down. These are hindrances to inquiring of the Lord. Isaiah 114 verse 16, now your new moon feast and your appointed festival I hate with all my being. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in what? Prayer. Inquiring of me, I'll hide my face from you, even when you offer many prayers. He is not talking to unbelievers. Amen? This is a message for the children of God. Even when you offer many prayers, you spend the whole night praying, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourself clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing you wrong, and then come and inquire of what? Of me. Isaiah 29 verse 13, the Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules. They've taught themselves, or they have been taught. Paraphrasing that last part. How are you inquiring of God? You have heard today. Are you rightly inquiring of God? How rightly do we ought to require, take away falsehood, hypocrisy, take away all disobedience, begin to obey the Lord? Look, whenever God asks you to do something, he must have made provision. He must have trained, or will be training you, equipped or equipping you. So if the Lord asks you to inquire of him, to ask of him, he must have given us how to inquire him rightly. Next week we'll continue. Let's bow our heads. You want to inquire of the Lord about your life? There is a process. What is there? Be honest, be truthful before the Lord. Oh, the Lord is saying, I will not let you inquire of me. He has not changed. You say, every day I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm even, 4 days, 7 days, and nothing is changing. Check yourself, examine yourself. I'm not saying that each time maybe it's because of sin. Sometimes that's why he says, examine yourself, test yourself to see if you are still standing in faith. Are you rightly inquiring of the Lord?
That's why he's not even listening. Say, I will not let you inquire of me.
Will you just say, I surrender? I surrender.
Indeed, Lord. With a sincere heart, those who seek me and seek me wholeheartedly, they will find me. Search. Nobody should judge you. Search yourself. Sometimes things are just happening in life you don't know. You have forgotten. God is telling the Israelites, do you remember in Egypt how I delivered you, how I saved you? I have loved you with the whole of my heart. I want to ask you, do you love the Lord? If I ask you to tell me 3 or 4 things that you really love the Lord, will those things stand when you don't have them? Because some of the things the Lord has answered me, the Lord has done this thing, he has provided me scholarship, he has done this thing, good health. Supposing some of those things are not there, will you still love him? Do you love the Lord? Against every background, against every situation. Inquire of him. He's more than willing to reveal himself to you, to show you the path, to open your eyes so that you can behold what is the issue, what is the problem. You have heard your brothers and sisters testifying what it means, what is the right way to inquire of the Lord. Put them into practice. And he will come to you. Every day, every week you come to church. If you truly an inquirer of God, an inquirer of God is the one who loves the Lord with the whole of his heart. God treasures you. But do you treasure God? The more you seek him, the more you find him.